Welcome to the 27th episode of the Facilitator M podcast. This podcast has been created to host discussions of relevance to global partner M's, specifically in phase 4 and 5 fields. However, we believe that all GPMs will find significance in some of our podcasts. My name is Christy Van Steenberg, Global Partners Southeast Regional Mobilizer. I will be your host for our time together today. Today, we have the wonderful privilege to have our Director of Mobilization with us. He has served with Global Partners for 18 years in Central Asia and with the CARES Project, as well as with the Turkic Arabic area. He's currently been serving in this position as Director of Mobilization for the past 5 years. So we welcome you today.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining. Yeah. You know, there are several people I think that are new. I would hope that most people know you because you've been in this role
a million years.
Yeah, I would hope that most people know you. However, I would love for you to share a little bit maybe about yourself, about your family, and even how you became a GP missionary.
Sure, yeah. Well, so I was originally an Army brat, moved around all over the place as a military kid, ended up in Oklahoma at one of our universities there, Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Wasn't called that at the time, but it was a few years ago. While I was there, I ended up becoming a follower of Jesus through a lot of different things and connected with some folks there, you know, and encouraged and discipled me. And it was just a great journey. And in my journey of becoming a follower of Jesus, just started reading the Bible and everything was new. Got to Matthew 28 and it was like, go make disciples. I was like, okay. I had done that a lot moving around as far as being in different countries and places. And so just felt like a natural next step for me. I took a trip that summer. There were a few different trips in the summertime, and I think the first one I went was like 40 people. We went it was crazy, and God just used that time to really confirm in me a calling to go and to share the message, and so that's how I got connected to GP.
Wow, that's really cool. That's awesome. So you've had different roles during your time with Global Partners, and yet this role is pretty different because you're based in the United States. But can you tell us, like, what is mobilization? Why is that important?
Absolutely, yeah. It is different for us. We, you know, when we moved over, my wife and I, we moved overseas in the year 2000, figuring we would be doing that for the rest of our life. And even today, even though we're still serving in this role here on the resource team, our heart is still overseas. You know, we're all about reaching the unreached. We're all about taking the gospel to those who haven't had a chance to hear and giving more people opportunity. That's our passion. That's what drives us. Seeing our churches raised up around the world and now beginning, you know, our churches that we planted hundreds of years ago, you know, who are now sending out their own missionaries and seeing them to start go to the unreached. That's what drives us. That's our passion. And so but there came a time in a reality where we realized that in those parts of the world, there's just not enough witnesses. We just were needing more and more people. And even when we were on the field and I was serving as area director, prior to stepping to this role, already we were developing strategies and plans to mobilize more, to bring more people to that part of the world, just because the need was so great. And so then we were asked by the general director if we would be willing, or executive director now, sorry, can't get the times right, if we would be willing to consider this, you know. And I tell the story, it's funny, because we took a vote as a family, 3 daughters, and so 5-0, we said, no, we're going to stay. And then my oldest daughter at the time, who was a junior in high school, was like, hey, Dad, if Jesus wants us to consider this, you know, we should consider that. And I was like, listen, kid, you keep Jesus out of this. This is a family conversation. But she was right, you know, and she had the most to lose leaving as a junior in high school coming back at that time.
Sure.
But we did. We transitioned. God made it very clear this was the calling for us. And above all, we want to be serving him. And I mean, our mission is still the same. We just get to play a different role in coming and seeing that mission come to fruition. You know, we love being on the front lines and sharing and engaging with people, but now we get the opportunity to mobilize more and to train and to equip others to go and hopefully multiply ourselves to fill the void that's out there.
Yeah, When I hear the word mobilize, a lot of times I think of military, you know, military mobilizing the troops or whatever. So for global partners, what does mobilize, when you say you get to mobilize people, what does that mean?
Sure. Yeah. We, you know, for us, it's all about our mobilization mission statement, if you will, is to amplify local church mission by engaging with the North American church to inspire a culture of sending, and then by journeying with people in their obedience to the Great Commission. So that's what we're about. We want to cast vision to the North American church to just be aware of, it's a both and, you know, Acts 1:8, you'll be my witness, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And it's not an either or. So I want our churches in North America to be all about reaching their neighbors and engaging in their communities and representing Christ in that place, but also to be thinking, how can we represent Christ and create opportunity for people to hear about him throughout the world? And so a big part of our job is casting vision and helping our churches to catch that and understand that the Great Commission is for everyone, and that there are vital roles to play, and it does need to be about local and global. And the other part of that is, I believe God is still calling people out today. I mean, when you look around, the numbers are going down. That's the reality. The numbers of missionaries are shrinking within our organization and across other organizations. We're seeing that. There's a trend happening. But I believe God is still calling, and I believe that there are ways that, you know, newer generations can respond and play out. And so as God is calling, our hope is to be and walk alongside people, to be there with them, to help them explore that and understand that, and then give them opportunities to respond to that in ways, you know, to be obedient to the Great Commission. I don't think this is something that's in the past. I think it's very intentional, deliberate statement from Christ that's meant for all of us. And so, yeah, we're all about casting that vision and communicating that to as many people as we can to be involved with the Great Commission.
Well, that's really great. And I think all M's have seen, you know, some numbers going down instead of up. And so it's encouraging to know that we're trying to change that trend. So recently, maybe some of us have noticed that mobilization has kind of gotten a new strategy, and I'm assuming that's because of that trend of less missionary M's, and the number of M's decreasing instead of increasing. So what's our new strategy, or your new strategy, your vision, and how's that look?
Yeah, so you know, for years we've been very you know, we're based here where we are, headquarters, and our resource team was based out of this. And it worked. It was great for a season of time because we had enough applicants and people coming to us, you know, contacting us. And so the majority of the time mobilizing was spent working with applicants and with individuals and journeying with them. And then we came into a season where we were just receiving fewer and fewer inquiries, fewer and fewer people reaching out wanting to hear about it. And we realized we had to go out and find them. And so that's so much harder to do with just a few people based in one place in the United States when our church is so spread out. And so last year we launched what we call regional mobilizers. And the whole purpose was that is that regional mobilizers would better allow us to better position ourselves to accomplish our mobilization vision, you know, of inspiring culture, sending and journeying with people. And so by being regionally based, we're able to have more frequent connections. We're able to have more direct access and FaceTime with individuals, develop deeper relationships, greater opportunities for intentional discipleship. Just yesterday, we had an on-site meeting with a new applicant that, you know, God willing, will be appointed very soon. And in her journey, she talked about, she was at one of our universities, a global missions major, went with Global Partners for a short-term extent, you know, for 2 months overseas. But then when she came back, she got connected to a local church, and she's been serving there for the last 5-6 years, and really kind of went off the radar and just didn't feel like, you know, missions was appropriate at that time. But as that time was progressing, she said, I started getting more of a sense that God might be saying this is the time. And at that moment, one of GP's mobilizers reached out and just to check up, hey, how are you doing? And she was like, well, actually, you know, this. And now she's at the verge of going long term with us.
Wow.
So the fact that we had a regional mobilizer out in that area who was able to connect with the pastor and was able to follow up with this young woman, you know, now we have a long term going. And so the more we're able to have those kind of stories, the more we're able to connect with people individually to journey with them, because sometimes it's not just one conversation, it's years, you know, You meet a college freshman or sophomore, you're going to be journeying with them 4, 5, 6 years. And so the more people we have doing that, the better chances we have of, you know, casting our net wide and finding those people that God is calling to go.
Yeah, that's great. And I know even as one of the regional mobilizers, the Lord has really been opening up doors for that discipleship, continued discussions, and just having a front row seat to watching people discern God's call on their lives.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And just we launched this, and as you know, it's just been since September that we've had the team that we have now, where we have now regional mobilizers based in the Pacific Southwest. We have one in Arizona, one in Oklahoma. You guys are in South Carolina. We have one in Grand Rapids. We have one in Buffalo. We have some here in Indiana. And so that's just allowing us a broader, you know, connection with churches. And we've heard several stories of churches saying, wow, we haven't talked with anyone in GP for years. It's so great to hear from you and talk to you again. Last year, we tracked the number of contacts we make of people, individual talking. Last year, we hit for the year 180 people. This year already, and we tracked from September to August, we're already well over 400. We've already more than doubled, and we're only halfway through the year, of the number of individuals we're having conversations with. And so as the more people we have, you know, we are able to get out there and have more conversations. And then, you know, God willing, that leads to more people ending up on the fields.
Absolutely. So most of our listeners are M's. They're on the field. Why is mobilization important to them? How can they help mobilization as well?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned before, when we were still in the field, we were already starting to come up with game plans and strategies and how we can help with the mobilization, because we saw the need. I think as when you're on the field, you see the need is in the great right. That is there in front of you. And typically it's, we need more people to come, and there's more areas we want to go, more fields we want to expand, more countries we want to go to. We in so many places that still need to hear the gospel. And a lot of these places, the only way is if someone is able to come in and do that. And so there's just a great need. And so I think as a field person, from my perspective, it was like, I want to get as many people as I can out and about to do the work that God's calling to do. And so, and the great thing about our organization is when our missionaries come back and they're able to go out and cast vision and they tell their stories, you know, we do our PD, we do fundraising and those things. And when we tell those stories, people get excited. I can't tell you the number of people who called us and said, we asked, how'd you hear about GP? Well, so-and-so missionary came, spoke at our church, or this person came and I heard their stories. That's inspiring and it's exciting. Yeah. And so when our M's, you know, our tribe, when we're out and we're connecting churches, we're on home vision, we're on home ministries, partnership development, look at me, man, that's how old I've been. I didn't say furlough though, like some of the old timers. That was using all the different words.
Yeah.
When we're out connecting with churches, people get inspired by what God is doing. And we have a front row seat to see some amazing things that he's doing. And when we share those stories, people get excited. And so my challenge has been, hey, when you're on PD, obviously you're building your support team and you're getting church, you're getting updates, but don't forget about the child or the teen or maybe the adult that's sitting in there who God is speaking through, you know, to through you, and be willing to say, by the way, there's still a great need out there. So if you're interested in learning more, you know, connect us. And having regional mobilizers, you know, it's great because there's somebody probably close enough to that area that they can connect with them and reach out to them and follow up. And so our missionaries, you know, they're the best recruiters we have. They're the best mobilizers we have because they get to tell these stories straight, you know, from what they're seeing, experiencing, and people get excited about that.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, one of the great things about the mobilization team that I think would encourage the M's is just your heart for prayer. And so I would love for you to share kind of how you use prayer as a strategy for the mobilization team.
Yeah. So, you know, again, being in Central Asia for so many years, working in a context where we, you know, the fruit's hard, the toil is, you know, the labor is toil, and it's just tough. Prayer was something it was instilled in us early on. We have to have it, we had to live on. We had seasons of extraordinary prayer in different fields in our area would do that. And so we just realized that
you know, again, maybe it's just me, right? But let me just say,
I'm pretty pathetic. I don't have a whole lot of nothing, but God likes to use people like me, so he gets all the credit. And so if I can't do anything, I can come to him and be like, God, this is your work. There's no way in the world we can change someone's heart to accept mm-hmm. you. There's no way in the world we can change someone's heart to respond and go. But, you know, we can. You know, call people to that, but God's got to work. And so the work on us on our behalf is just in prayer. And so we've always valued that. And just to say, God, this is your work. We're excited to be a part of it and we want to see it happen, but this is your work. And so one of the things we used to say on the field was, as much as it depends upon us, we want to get the job done. But for the rest, we're going to depend on God. And so we do value prayer. So our team, we pray every day. We just have a time every day, 15 minutes, where we just come together, whoever can make it on Zoom, and we just say, what's going on? We always pray for more. You know, we ask, hey, Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers. And so we pray that every day. And then we say, what's going on today? What meetings do you have? And so we're praying. We're praying for people. We're praying for more. And then once a week, we have our prayer and fasting time where we gather together during the lunch hour and just pray and fast for, you know, all the things going on. And so we just value that so much because this is beyond us. It's a God-sized thing. And I love that. I love being a part of something that's bigger than myself. But we just rely on him. We just have to turn it over to him. So.
Well, that's sounds super important and great.
Yes.
I definitely have appreciated that myself. Yeah. So is there anything else? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just going to say our M's know, right? I mean, we know. I think sometimes in the Christian circles, prayer can be kind of this cliche thing. Oh, I'll pray for you this or that. But when you experience prayer in a powerful way, you see God do things. And I know there are stories by our M's who've mm-hmm. seen miracles, who've seen things happen. And when we pray, God moves and he works. And so mm-hmm. I just, you know, it's almost like a challenge. Like, can we pray something so crazy that, you know, God won't do? But I've never been able to. Every time we pray, God shows up in amazing ways. And it's like, wow, this is awesome. And so, yeah, anyway, that's prayer. Prayer is awesome. Everybody knows I'm preaching to the choir.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we all know that. And yet, sometimes I think it's great to be reminded that, okay, there's people focused on praying for more workers to help. You know, when you're in the field, sometimes it can be lonely. Sometimes you wonder, am I the only one out here doing this? And so it's nice to know that there's people praying for more to send to different areas of the world, but specifically to those 4 in 10 that are without access to the gospel. Well, is there anything else you would want to make sure that our GPMs know before we sign off?
I mean, just that, hey, we love you all and we're doing our best and we're out here and we're engaged in this church as best we can to try to, you know, find more people. And so we our heart is there. You know, a lot of us have been on the field. And so we understand, we get it, we know. But definitely be praying for us there. So this year, it's really about understanding a few things that are happening. You know, we've been gone for so long, but now that we're back, just trying to figure out North America after being gone for 20 years. And then, of course, the last 4 years have been crazy. Who predicted a global pandemic and all the things? And so, but what you see happening in the missions trend is the older generations are retiring and they're coming home and there's not enough of the younger generation to replace them. So we're really praying through and figuring out, how do we engage the next gen? What is the church, the 2023 churchgoer look like? Who is that? And how do we communicate to them, you know? And so these are things we're trying to figure out and deal with. And it's changing. Times are changing. People's perception of the church is changing, but the mission doesn't. And so it's really almost sometimes an uphill battle. You're trying to recruit out of healthy discipleship pools when you see a church that's shrinking in North America. And so how do we, those are the things we're grappling with. And so definitely just be praying for that. And we're trying to create new ways. And we've done that with global partners with different pathways. You know, we have our next program, which we're sending out 17 against this summer. And that's amazing. And these are young people who are on fire for the Lord. And they are longing to want to serve him and make a difference. And so if you happen to be on the field that's receiving a next person or this summit, when you're there, they'll be there. And so engage with them, talk to them, share about them, recruit them, because these are people that could be next quality, you know, M's. GMMers, we've got people that come to us all the time and say, I'm moving to this country. I'm going. They're moving anyway to do a job. And it's like, well, how can we partner with them? So we're trying to get creative and just expanding the force and thinking of more ways to connect and broaden the kingdom force And so we're doing more with short-term teams now, trying to figure that out. So we're trying to create pathways. So if there's ever any questions out there or any comments, we're always open. Please come talk to us. If you know of people, your family, your friends, or your connections that you think we should call follow up with, please give us their names. You know, we'll do it. We'll track them down. We'll badger them. But we are here to serve the fields. We want to get more people to serve you so that you can accomplish the mission that God's given you. And so that's our passion. That's what we're about. And just want to keep serving. So
awesome. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. It's been just a pleasure to get to learn a little bit more about what's happening in mobilization and just the trends and what we're hoping and how we're trying to be intentional to position ourselves to receive more M's so that we can be a part of more people being reached with the love of Jesus.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening in today. We appreciate you listening to the podcast. And until next time, farewell, and may the blessings of elves and men and all free folk go with you. May the stars shine upon your faces. Thanks for joining us.